हरे कृष्णा, डोंट चेज द बॉल दैट द माइंड एंड द सेंसेस कीप टॉसिंग टू इच अदर. मैनी ऑफ अस मे हैव सीन द चाइल्डिश गेम वेयर टू चिल्ड्रन टीज अ थर्ड चाइल्ड बाय मेकिंग हिम कैच अ बॉल विच दे कीप टॉसिंग टू इच अदर. द पुअर चाइल्ड जस्ट कीप्स रनिंग हियर एंड देयर एंड नेवर गेट्स टू द बॉल. Something similar happens to us when we try to catch reality, understand the truths of life by chasing after the world as it is revealed to us by our mind and senses. So now, by the word mind, we refer here to the way the mind, my word mind is used in conventional, in modern usage to refer to the rational faculty. As when say it is said Einstein was one of the greatest minds of the last century. So it refers to the intellectual or rational faculty of people. So now if we see these, so we can get knowledge from the reasoning of the mind, or we can get knowledge from the perception of the senses. So knowledge from the perception of the senses is called as empirical knowledge, or that branch is called as empiricism. And knowledge from the reasoning faculty of the mind is called as rational knowledge, or it's called rationality or rationalism. So now, science, as it originally started off, was meant to be a harmonious quest that come blended together empiricism and rationalism. That means we observed, the scientists observed the outer world through the senses, that is empirical, and then they reasoned to come up with theories to or laws to explain those observations. That was the rationalism. So, over the centuries, as science discovered the language of mathematics for explaining the theories of, for explaining scientific theory, for explaining the behavior of objects in the natural world, and those theories had tremendous explanatory power, predictive power, consistent bringing consistency and order to observations. So, because of this, the result was that there is the increased confidence, even overconfidence, in the importance of rationality. So earlier scientists felt that the primary purpose of scientific research was to explain the observable world. But later on, scientists felt if a theory was sound, if it was mathematically robust, if the mathematical reasoning behind it was sound, then even if it was not, even if it didn't agree with sensory perception, it didn't matter. So thus, we have today two violently contradictory branches within physics, which are relativity and quantum physics. So relativity, if we put it in relatively simple terms, relativity operates, we could say, is an outgrowth from a stress on empiricism, where we observe solid objects which are moving at various speeds in this world. Whereas quantum physics is an outgrowth from rationalism, where the focus is on equations. Even if those equations make, even if the world that is depicted through quantum physics makes no sense based on, if we try to get a sensory picture of what that world is, everything is just waves, then how do those waves coagulate or collapse into the objects that we see around us in the real world as we observe it with our senses? So, now, both these theories work in their domain, but their reconciliation is nowhere on the horizon. And thus, humanity, especially humanity's search for knowledge through science, is now resembles a child who runs between two children, other children, between whom the ball is tossed. So, empiricism is one child, relativity works in some places, so at that time, it is like empiricism has the ball. But then just when we think we have got the truth, we find that things that don't work and the ball gets tossed to rationalism. So there's quantum physics work. So which is right? We just don't know. The Bhagavad Gita tells that if we live based on our mind and senses, then we struggle. Manah shishthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. In 15.7 it says that amaivam sho jeeva loke jeeva bhutah sanatanah manah shishthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. That the mind and the senses drag us here and there, and thus they prevent us from understanding reality as it is. And thus, we struggle and suffer. So when we understand, the same verse tells us that we are spiritual beings, we are eternal parts of Krishna. And we understand that we are parts of Krishna, and we learn to love and serve Him, we become purified by practicing bhakti to Him, then we get access to higher forms of knowing. We are souls, and the soul has a natural spiritual cognition. When that spiritual cognition awakens, then we get introduced through direct spiritual perception to the higher realms of reality, culminating in the highest reality, Krishna. So rather than chasing the ball of the senses, ball between the senses and the mind, we can instead focus on using whatever knowledge we have, whether it be through relativity or quantum physics, but use it in the mode of service to Krishna. And thus, by that mode of service to Krishna, higher knowledge will be revealed from within. Thank you. Hare Krishna.